I'm Rona Tarrant. US bishops have welcomed the release of Pope Francis' apostolic exhortation, which reflects on the 2018 Synod of Bishops on Young People, the Faith and Vocational Discernment. In the document released yesterday, the Pope talks about how the sexual abuse crisis, a history of sexism and an overly narrow focus on a handful of moral issues can keep young people away from the church. He called for a church with open doors that can acknowledge past ills and be attentive to women seeking greater justice and equality. In the UK, Theresa May will ask the EU for an extension to the Brexit deadline to break the logjam in Parliament. The Prime Minister said she wants to meet Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn to agree on a plan for a future relationship with the EU, but she insisted her withdrawal agreement, which was voted down last week, would remain part of the deal. A special meeting of Lyon priests, deacons and laypeople voted that the city's Archbishop, Cardinal Philippe Barbarin, should resubmit his resignation to Pope Francis to end the uncertainty hanging over the archdiocese. The meeting of the diocesan councils was called after Barbarin stepped aside following his civil conviction for covering up a clerical sexual abuse case. The Pope declined the resignation Barbarin submitted on March 18th, but asked him to step aside while the appeal the Cardinal filed against his conviction is considered. A new scientific report indicates Canada is warming on average at a rate twice as fast as the rest of the world. The federal government climate report also warns that changes are already evident in many parts of the country and are projected to intensify. Canada's Arctic has seen the deepest impact and will continue to warm at more than double the global rate. The report suggests that many of the effects already seen are probably irreversible. President Trump has said he wants to wait until after the 2020 election to draft a new health care plan to replace the Affordable Care Act. The move reverses Trump's call last week to quickly scrap former President Obama's signature law. It comes after the Justice Department blocked a lawsuit aiming to strike down the health care law as unconstitutional. At least 20 million people could lose health coverage if the law is scrapped. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.